Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, this is the place, huh?
New ranch, new neighbors, new germs. BRD could be right around the corner. Our hides are hung.
Oh, calm down.
Our tails are toast.
Relax, you lightweight. I heard they're slipping us something new. Zelnate, DNA immunostimulant.
Did you say Zelnate?
Uh-huh.
Steerific!
Bayer is rewriting the book on BRD treatment with Zelnate, the first licensed immunostimulant that aids in the treatment of BRD due to Manheimia hemolytica. A non-antibiotic innovation, Zelnate helps reduce lung lesions and mortality associated with BRD in cattle by jump-starting an animal's own defenses.
I'm ready to kick BRD right in the rump roast!
Yeah, don't strain yourself there, Shorthorn. Calves.
Visit Zelnate.com to learn more about a new chapter in BRD management. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a vaccine. It's Zelnate.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, well, Tom, overall ended up with a pretty good yesterday. Let's start with our livestock. Cattle higher across the board yesterday, along with the hogs.
That's right, Dave. We finally saw the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures trade and close positive yesterday. Now, this is after making new contract lows the previous three straight sessions. We also saw the lean hogs close higher, making a new round of new highs for the current move to the upside. Just a reminder, this afternoon at 2 o'clock is the monthly cold storage report. Thursday of this week is expiration of September feeder futures and option contracts also. Now, choice box beef continue to see some downside. Choice was down 76 cents. The selects were up 89 on a total movement of 155 loads. Cattle slaughter estimated at only 107,000 head. Cash feeder index continued to decline by $1.98 yesterday. Now, yesterday's close saw October live cattle $1 higher, October feeders $1.85 higher, and October lean hogs up 57 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, yesterday looks like the grains pretty much followed suit. The wheat, corn, soybeans all higher yesterday and significantly higher.
Yes, Dave, we had a good day yesterday in our grain markets with the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closing on the positive side, mainly on technical buying. You really had a hard time finding a fundamental reason out there for the upside. We even saw yesterday's weekly export inspections pretty much in line with expectations, so there wasn't nothing there to really help or hurt the market. Now, at the close of the day, we saw our crop progress numbers come out. The winter wheat crop now is 19% planted. The five-year average is 20% nationwide. Kansas, 11% planted. Their average is 12%. Oklahoma now being shown at 6% planted. Average is 16%. And Texas, 18% planted. Their average, 20%. Corn harvest is 10% complete now nationwide. Five-year average is 15%. Soybean harvest, 7% complete. The five-year average is 7% also. Now, trading overnight has been mostly on the negative side. We are also seeing some negative influence from world stock markets being down. And we're also looking at we're going to see our stock market open lower most likely. At the moment, December KC wheat's down 5 cents. December corn's down 4 cents. November soybeans down 6.5 cents. December cotton trading 17 points lower. November crude oil down $1.31. The December dollar index is 19 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures down 240 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. You have a great day out there, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For analyst Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.